Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about the third Beef It's What's for Dinner 300.
Absolutely. For the third year in a row, the Beef Checkoff will be back at the Daytona International Speedway to sponsor the season opening race for NASCAR Xfinity Series, the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300. The race is scheduled to kick off the season on Saturday, February 18th at the Daytona International Speedway, the day before the 65th annual Daytona 500. The race has given beef farmers and ranchers the perfect platform to reach consumers and share the story of beef. It's a wonderful way to celebrate beef at one of the most famous racetracks in the country. In addition to the race name, the Beef It's What's for Dinner brand will appear throughout the Daytona International Speedway and in Victory Lane. For race fans and beef fans not attending the race, beef will be promoted on national radio ads and national broadcasts on Fox Sports One.
Thanks, Heather. Stay up to speed with race day related news and tailgating recipes by following Beef It's What's for Dinner social media channels. Let's go racing.
Well, at the OGI wheat meeting, as I was emceeing, I had the opportunity to catch up with Vice President Dr. Tom Kuhn. He's the Dean and Director for the Division of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources at Oklahoma State University, and Dr. Kuhn is retiring. Regarding his retirement, Kuhn talked about the impact that Oklahoma State has had on his life.
It's time for some new eyes and new ears and some new thoughts about what we're doing here, but this has been a great place for me. I've really enjoyed it. It's been an honor to be a part of this.
Dr. Kuhn also gave us an update on OSU's New Frontiers Agricultural Hall.
We have poured a lot of concrete. I don't know the exact amount, but we're pretty well done with concrete. Maybe a couple more spots for it to go. But the structure is there. You can see how massive this building is going to be. Three stories, so there's four levels with the roof on there. That's all done. And they're really going to town on getting the utilities installed, the plumbing, the electrical, HVAC, and all that kind of stuff. So there's a lot going on. There's up to 100 people working on site each day. And it is still on schedule to be done July of 2024.
A new and improved agronomy research station for Oklahoma State is the next big planned project.
We have a world-class research team, our wheat research team, and they've been using facilities that were built, some of them before the Second World War. Okay, so that's a long time ago. They did a great job of building them. They're still standing. We're still able to use them. But we're talking about technology that is way out of date. And so they've been able to do a lot with that. And I just keep thinking, what could they do if we actually provided them the kind of technology that scientists at other universities are using today? So I'm excited about that. New greenhouses and a head house to go with it that'll really be state of the art. And then a new classroom laboratory building, really laboratory classroom building, because we want to move the soil, water, and forage analytical lab out there. We want to move the plant disease and insect diagnostics lab out there. We need a classroom so when Dr. Haggard takes her students out to get field experience, she can kind of debrief with them afterwards in the classroom. And then wheat quality lab in that as well.
What could this kind of facility mean for Oklahoma State?
I think it really positions our, not just our wheat program, but our agronomy program, our soils program, for the next 50 years. This is giving them the platform that they need to really continue to be the innovators that they have been, and really help to advance Oklahoma agriculture to where we need it to be in 2050.
To hear my complete conversation with Dr. Kuhn about the university, his retirement, and some upcoming projects at Oklahoma State, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Farm Show and the Tulsa Farm Show. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 13th through 15th, 2023, at State Fair Park. More information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.